After Dan Rather leaves the CBS anchor desk in March, viewers may be in for a very different evening newscast. Leslie Moonves, the Viacom executive who oversees CBS, now says he thinks people are tired of hearing the news delivered by a voice of God. And Moonves says the entire format is up for grabs. NPR's David Folkenflik is following the story, and he's with us now. A voice of God. What did Leslie Moonves mean by that?
Well, for decades, the basic model has been to have sort of a older, white, middle-aged guy with a stentorian voice deliver the news, and this is the news. And he's looking perhaps for a fresher sound, a fresher feel. He said he wants to attract more attention and people. He says he wants younger viewers. Might be a time to go a different way.
So what would this new newscast look like?
Well, it's not exactly clear. He claims everything's up for grabs. So it could be, for example, three different anchors in three different cities. You had a taste of that for a few years in the late 70s with ABC News. You had Frank Reynolds and Max Robinson and a young Peter Jennings at the time.
Well, three different anchors, that's an expensive proposition for a newscast that's losing viewers.
Doesn't have to be. You could pick a couple of people from cable, which has a much lower cost structure. You could have a few correspondents, and you could say to them, look, we're no longer in the age where people could make upwards of, nearly eight figures, $10 million per anchor. That's just not going to happen anymore.
Now, this was at a Q&A session. Do we think that the chairman was just being provocative, or do we think that CBS is actually looking at a revolutionary change in format?
Or both. It's a time where Moonves clearly is trying to address the fact that although his network is the first in ratings, particularly for its entertainment programs, its news side lags. And the CBS Evening News has lagged behind ABC and NBC for years. And, of course, there's the subject that he'd rather would go away. And that's the question of this horrible story that they had to retract involving President Bush's military service record. And suddenly, the TV critics out in Los Angeles were talking a lot less about that issue and a lot more about the succession of Dan Rather.
It was a convenient way to change the subject. More on that in just a minute, though. But if they did change the format and actually move the news from the 6 or 6:30 time slot into the prime time slot, is that something that the affiliates would accept?
It's very tricky. It's tough to know. I mean, the devil would be completely in the details. If you were to shift the time into later in the evening, perhaps when more people were home, you could cut into these very lucrative syndicated programs, the Wheel of Fortune, the Jeopardy-type programs that bring local stations a lot of money.
But the news has lost 50% of its viewership, evening newscasts, across the board in the last 10 years. So in some ways, they're almost forced to look at other options.
Well, they certainly feel that they need to. One thing to remember is that more people watch their news on network newscasts than through any other television medium. Cable gets a lot of the attention. The networks really are still the largest place. But their share of the pie is shrinking, and that's a real concern for them.
Back to this other issue at CBS, the departure of four top executives and the question of Andrew Hayward's leadership. Leslie Moonves has received quite a few questions about this at that Q&A session, but he didn't answer them. What of his future?
His answer is, I've decided to stand by my man. I'm going to do it. I said it last week when the report came out on the botched story. I'm going to do it again. It's not going away in part because it's the question of the captain of a sink that has shipped in a little bit. You can argue, as Leslie Moonves did, that Hayward was served badly by subordinates. They didn't double-check things before it aired, as he asked, and they didn't check out what happened immediately afterward, which he asked. At the same time, you can also say it's an ineffective leader who doesn't get those important directives accomplished.
One last quick question. If CBS does make a dramatic move, is it likely that they'll be standing out there alone, or will the other networks quickly follow?
I think they're completely dependent on how the audiences move. If they were to completely revise the structure of the network newscasts, but were not to attract droves of new viewers, ABC and NBC would be perfectly happy to keep trying to battle out for first place.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Folkenflik.